This is the Ag Central Radio Network.
And a good morning to you. It's 9:36, doing up some Friday rain here in 46 degrees. It's a morning show, Friday, April 29th. Thank you very much for waking up and making us part of your morning. Well, as promised, talking with Wapton Parks Director Wayne Beyer in this morning for our monthly report. Wayne Beyer, good morning.
Good morning, Billy.
How are we doing?
Fantastic.
All right. You going to bring us some sunshine anytime here, Wayne? I'm passing the weather thing off to you, buddy. I'm not taking any credit for that.
So we had a staff meeting this morning, and Kurt Holtz promised that summer would be here by July.
Okay, so it's all on Kurt now.
It's in writing, and everybody knows.
Hey, what's coming up here in the month of May, my friend?
Well, we're getting ready for the summer, Billy, and we have plenty of online options, but in-person registration for summer recreation will be noon to 6 this coming Monday at the community center. We're starting softball leagues next week. Maybe, you know, baseball and softball have
been hard to get going.
But, yeah. But men's softball starts on Monday. We have a men's tournament on May 7th. And other sporting activities, we have the Optimus Twin Town track meet on May 17th. Special Olympics, we'll start track and field next Tuesday, 5 o'clock at the outdoor track. Jeff and Char Parr, super folks from Breckenridge, and Jeff's involved with Firestone Bridgestone Tire. They're sponsoring a Special Olympics bowling tournament next Thursday at Terrace Lanes at 5 o'clock. And then we'll have Special Olympics bocce starts the following Thursday, May 12th. Outdoors, we had a great Sportsman's Club banquet last night and had some awards winners. Heather Retzer, Sportswoman of the Year, she heads the youth archery program, and she couldn't be there because she's at the national tournament in Utah. And I see them every Sunday for 4 hours practicing Tuesday and Thursday nights. State tournament in Minot, and then they went to Duluth for the Minnesota one, and you know, they just do a great job with that youth archery program, and a lot of those young people did really well. Justin Cross was Sportsman of the Year. He heads up the Dick Bell Catfish Tournament. Greg Braun received a lifetime membership, and Greg Giroux, who you see many times, won the lifetime achievement. And I would say our speakers were Tim Phelan and Jack Waller. They're both retired. Tim from Game and Fish, and Jack from Tewaukin Refuge. And they are fantastic storytellers. So we had a lot of fun last night.
Good.
So they're retired. They can feel free to share lots of stories now. The Vince Herding Youth Fishing Derby is Saturday, May 7th. That's always contingent on river levels and so forth. Mm-hmm. So we'll just see how high it may be. There's times it has had to be delayed. Next week, the Rotary Club is celebrating their 100th anniversary on Wednesday. And I just bring that up because they've done so many great things for
the park
system, you know. They sponsored Hughes Shelter, which became a year-round facility. And it was such a great idea that lots of cities in North Dakota have done the same thing now with picnic shelters. And the greatest compliment is when you get copied.
Right.
And But they spearheaded efforts that in honor of Robert Hughes. And they fixed up the double-decker bus. And that's parked in our garage parking lot ready to go. Like at the Breckenridge High School Vehicle Fair on May 10th. Optimus Club sponsoring a bike rodeo on May 12th. And then, like we discussed earlier, I have to say goodbye.
Take a breath, my friend. I think you've earned it.
So, yeah, there's been quite a few things that, you know, the last time that really kind of hits you. But I'm definitely not cruising into retirement. I have 3 forestry and art grants to finish today. And when you got an April 30th deadline, you have no choice.
Right.
But, you know, we do rely on a lot of extra funding to get things done and so forth. So I was happy to do that. But I do remind folks that no matter how hard you may want to work, you still have to take time for yourself.
Right.
And so I haven't given up my running schedule.
Good.
I call it plogging. It's a Swedish term that means pick litter while you're jogging.
Oh, yeah. So, I think you invented that.
So somebody's going to have to replace that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, run along the trails and so forth. So yeah, I was planning to work through the end of May, but that got cut short to help family out in Texas with the medical situation and Gail who watches the two grandsons. So I'll be flying to Texas next Wednesday at 5:40 a.m. Mm-hmm. If Joan gets me up to Fargo safely. And I'll be a papa nanny for at least 3 weeks. And so we have a daughter in Illinois, too. Our plans are to be there in June and July. Okay. And then back to August to Texas. And that'll be kind of the show going back and forth amongst the kids. So they'll be our priorities.
Well, I'll tell you what, Wayne, I was trying to think the other day. It's like, okay, what am I going to miss most about Wayne? Conversations about wood duck boxes come to mind. Oodads comes to mind. I mean, we've got so many years between us talking about things and kind of arriving at humorous conclusions to things too in some respects. But I'm going to miss your grace. I'm going to miss your positivity. I'm going to miss talking to you about birding and running. I mean, there's so many different things, Wayne. And as I look around the community, there are so many people I look at and go, they're the irreplaceables. You, my friend, are irreplaceable.
Well, you're very kind, Billy, but just to make you feel better, I had to take some pictures for this tree planting project in the island in the park this morning, and there were wood ducks squealing away down there. So they are using those wood duck nest boxes, and they just remind us that, you know, the show goes on.
Right.
And it's amongst Mother Nature down there. It's you know, a beautiful place.
Right.
And but ditto with you. KBMW has just been super with Park Rec, Zoo, Arts, everything, and we don't take that lightly.
Well,
and you do such a wonderful job interviewing all of us, and thank you for that.
You bet. And Wayne, God bless you and the family, and I know, you know, you do things and you just empty the tank in everything you do. And I know it being a granddad, you're going to empty the tank again. Thank you, Wayne.
That's the game plan.
All right. Wayne Beyer-Wopton, Parks and Rec. It's 9:43 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.